Now, they could have been American, they could have been British. They more looked like Spitfires. But you see, when the people congest road crossings, the Americans were coming from one side, the British, and the Russians were pressing from other. Now, most of the people were getting away from the Russians, trying to get away. So the crossroads kind of a situation gets jammed. There's military, there is civilian, it's full. So, fair target. They fly over and you shoot. That's to putting an end to that type of thing. So, because you don't know, I don't blame the British nor the Americans. Hey, you don't know who the hell is there. Is it an army gathering? Because the army is together with civilians and it's all a mishmash type of thing. So, you know, that's what happens. We're running around the tree like hell when they come from one side. You know, it seems kind of comical now, but at that time, yeah. Oh, yeah, you could see him coming in like this. One from one side, from the other side, you know, they go turn around and come back and strafing. And when it hits a 50 caliber, when it hits the pavement, you could, you know, it leaves a decent hole, eh? Well, we had one smart guy with us. I don't know really who he was, what was his background or who, but he advised us. He said, never go in concentration. Stay out of the concentration. Stay out. So we were up the hill more, maybe half a mile away when they came in. And yeah, blood and guts all over the place. Horses, you know, the horses get shot, you know, the people get shot. The anti-aircraft nests that they had outside of the road, crossroads, fired a couple of shots at them and then run away, of course. So you go and strafe the place. That's it. Simple as that. So the tanks coming, and I think they were Patton guys.